This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
While the Class 3 price offered some relief for dairy producers, the August Federal Order Class 1 base milk price was announced at $1.21 lower from July, now at $14.15 per hundredweight, and that's the lowest August Class 1 price since 2009. While dairy producers cannot control the milk price, they can fine-tune their feed prices. Let's check in with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist with the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
We looked here in the U.S., we continue to produce excessive amounts of milk production, Bill, that basically we just cannot drink, consume all that dairy products. Now, the good news is milk prices have increased about a dollar per 100 pounds or per 100 weight here. Somewhere around $15.50 is what we're seeing here at the farm gate. But the bad news, Bill, is that the break-even price for Illinois dairy producers based on some farm business, farm management records is around $18. So it still means we're being squeezed pretty hard here. The current price for milk fat is $2.67 a pound. That's the June prices, which we're currently seeing. Milk protein is $1.75, and Class 3 cheese price is $15.21. So you can see most milk markets are basing their milk prices coming off of the components. One other component would be the non-fat protein and then other solids, which can consist of lactose and protein, typically in that 11, 12 cents range. So they're small players. Economists that we've been listening to predict that the remaining of 2018 could be $16 milk, but this could depend on several factors. The first one, export. The good news, we've exported 18% of our dairy products in the last 2 months, and that's a real shining star. But the bad news is that the U.S. dollar has strengthened now, and as a result, that makes our dairy products more expensive compared to the EU and the other countries that are exporting dairy products. The number of dairy farmers are leaving the dairy business. That can be a plus if you're one of those people not leaving the dairy business, but might see a reduce in cow numbers and milk volume here. For example, Bill, in June, Wisconsin reported losing 1.5 dairy farms every day that are going out of business up in Wisconsin. Of course, Wisconsin has the largest number of dairy farms here in the United States. There's always a downside to everything. We look at expansion of the large dairy herds, typically herds over several thousand cows. They continue to grow and add cows and produce more milk, so that's kind of a negative. And, of course, politics, as we are well aware, the trade wars and tariff wars that are going on. Ag products are getting caught in the middle of that, and dairy is not exempt to this at all. In fact, our major exporters are Mexico, China, and Canada, and, of course, we've got some strain related relationships with them as well. So where this milk price goes is not clear, but certainly farmers cannot control that. On the feed side, however, there's excellent crops here in Illinois. Corn and soybeans are rated about 80% excellent and done very well. The old thumb rule is knee-high the 4th of July. Bill, we were pollinated and setting ears on the 4th of July here in Illinois. Corn prices have dropped about 50 cents a bushel, while soybeans have dropped about $2 a bushel. This reflects, again, some of the trade issues that are coming in, the large crop that's sitting here in the Midwest, and the other factor will be the large carryover that we have. So farmers that are looking to buy feed, this may be an opportunity for them to help to be a bit more competitive. This is something they do control. In fact, Bill, one of the consultants indicate that when soybean meal drops to about $300 a ton, he'd recommend to his dairy producers lock her in for the year. There are some very good commodity byproduct prices out there as well. For example, corn distillers, the break-even price, $304 a ton. Hominy, $190 a ton. Wheat mids, $165 a ton. Soy hulls, $175 a ton. Corn gluten feed, $199 a ton. Another wild card is the wheat crop here in the Midwest. While it's been a big crop, it's been lightweight, and one of my producers indicate they're discounting 70 cents a bushel for lightweight wheat, so we could feed that to dairy cattle, and there's some vomitoxin popping up here in parts of the United States on the wheat crop as well. So our take-home message is there are opportunities. We can't control the milk price, but we can fine-tune our feed prices. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. You're on this Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist with the University of Illinois.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with this radio station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.